Road rage. Yeah, well, that's what we've all seen, isn't it? I remember recently this guy, I saw this. All I saw was this guy get out of his car and go up to this other dude, an American, who I found out later, and just start pushing him around and say, "Yeah, fuck you, man, don't touch my car, fuck you." And the American's going, "Sir, what did I do wrong? Sir, don't, you know, what's going on?" And it was really sad because the guy just didn't know what he'd done wrong. But what happened was the guy in the car was a courier, who was obviously really stressed out, and the American had just whacked. Apparently the courier had almost hit him as he was crossing at a zebra crossing. And so the American, as you do in New York, he's from New York, as you do in New York, had just whacked the side of the car. Now you do that in New York, it's just a cultural thing. You just whack the side of the car and say, "Hey, I'm walking here," you know, and everyone gets on with their lives. But not here. You touch a car in Sydney and it's on, you know? It's funny going to London and noticing that the traffic problems there, like they have an immense traffic problem, but it's just the number of cars. Traffic there in London is so much slower and more polite and less angry. In Sydney, I mean, I haven't been to any big Asian cities, but everywhere that I've been in the world, Sydney is the worst in terms of traffic. It really is, you know? And I've seen a lot of European cities, a lot of American cities, and Sydney's worse, man. Sydney's a lot worse.